Chapter 16 If the poor Marionette had dangled there much longer, all hope would have been lost. Luckily for him, the lovely maiden with azure hair once again looked out of her window. Filled with pity at the sight of the poor little fellow being knocked helplessly about by the wind, she clapped her hands sharply together three times. At the signal, a loud whirr of wings in quick flight was heard, and a large falcon came and settled itself on the window ledge.
"What do you command, my charming fairy?" asked the falcon, bending his beak in deep reverence, for it must be known that, after all, the lovely maiden with azure hair was none other than a very kind fairy who had lived for more than 1,000 years in the vicinity of the forest.
"Do you see that marionette hanging from the limb of that giant oak tree?"
"I see him."
"Very well. Fly immediately to him. With your strong beak, break the knot which holds him tied. Take him down, and lay him softly on the grass at the foot of the oak."
The falcon flew away, and after 2 minutes returned, saying,
"I have done what you have commanded."
"How did you find him, alive or dead?"
"At first glance I thought he was dead. But I found I was wrong, for as soon as I loosened the knot around his neck, he gave a long sigh and mumbled with a faint voice, 'Now I feel better.'